I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. Parts of the Gulf Coast are reeling after a bout of severe weather that caused Governor Robert Bentley to declare a preemptive state of emergency. A storm reportedly knocked down trees and damaged property in Reform, Alabama, but no one was hurt. The National Weather Service tweeted that radar indicated a possible tornado in that area. NWS radar also showed a tornado briefly touching down in Hackleburg in northwest Alabama. Some roofs were damaged, but no injuries were reported. Alabama Power says approximately 8,200 of its customers statewide were without electricity due to the storms. Nearly half of those were in the Birmingham area. Pensacola, Florida was hit by a confirmed tornado. That storm completely leveled an apartment complex and damaged several more buildings. There are 6 reported injuries, but no deaths. 3 people were killed and 31 were hospitalized, some critically injured, as storms tore through Louisiana and Mississippi. The National Weather Service says much of Alabama will remain under a flash flood warning through this afternoon. Alabama's voting rights marchers are set to receive a prestigious honor today. President Obama will present them with the Congressional Gold Medal. These civil rights activists were attacked in Selma in 1965 during what became known as Bloody Sunday. Benny Lee Tucker took part in the marches to be recognized in today's ceremony. He spoke to Alabama Public Radio during last year's 50th anniversary of Bloody Sunday. Tucker says he volunteered to be a human shield for Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
I was young and I didn't even think at all because I was so excited to have the opportunity to protect him. But I had the feeling that Dr. King would never be assassinated in Selma, Alabama. I said to myself, he will be assassinated somewhere else.
President Obama signed the order to honor the Selma marchers while he was aboard Air Force One on his way to Selma for the 50th anniversary ceremony. If you're looking for a Bible-minded town, a new study says Birmingham still ranks high on the list. A new report by the American Bible Society ranks Birmingham as the 2nd most Bible-minded city in the nation. That's actually a slip since the Magic City took first place last year. The top 10 list is filled with southern cities. This year's top honors go to Chattanooga, Tennessee. Andrew Hood is with the American Bible Society. He believes southern cities occupy the top of the list due to their history.
A lot of the areas that rank high on this study have a deeply rooted culture of church engagement, Bible engagement, and engagement with their faith. But obviously, there's something that carries it on into the present.
Hood says the city's actions and attitudes establish the annual list for most Bible-minded town. Now your forecast.
Good Wednesday morning to you. Going to be a chilly day today. A few passing rain showers. Temperatures topping out of the 50s. Look for 40s for North Alabama. Overnight temperatures tonight back in the 30s under a clear sky for Thursday and Friday. Lots of sunshine. Temperatures stay quite chilly on Thursday and Friday. On WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.